I stepped up to the edge. Next, clean greengrocer's grass had been laid across the border of the grave. I looked down and saw the coffin glowing palely in the depths. Batman held tight to my leg and peered down into the gloom with me.
Mummy, why did the Bruce Wayne men put that box down in the hole?
Let's not think about that now, darling. I'd spent so many hours explaining heaven to Charlie that week, every room and bookshelf and sandpit of it, that I never really dealt with the issue of Andrew's physical body at all. I thought it would be too much to ask of my son, at 4, to understand the separation between body and soul. Looking back on it now, I think I underestimated a boy who could live simultaneously in Kingston-upon-Thames and Gotham City. I think if I'd managed to sit him down and explain it to him gently, he would have been perfectly happy with the duality. I knelt and put my arm around my son's shoulders. I did it to be tender, but my head was swimming, and I realized that perhaps it was only Charlie who was stopping me from falling down the hole. I held on tighter. Charlie put his mouth to my ear and whispered,
"Where's my daddy right now?"
I whispered back, "Your daddy is in the Heaven Hills, Charlie. Very popular at this time of year. I think he's very happy there."
Is my daddy coming back soon?"
"No, Charlie. People don't come back from heaven. We talked about that." Charlie pursed his lips.
"Mummy," he said again, "why did they put that box down there?"
"I suppose they want to keep it safe."
"Oh, is they going to come and get it later?"
"No, Charlie, I don't think so." Charlie blinked. Under his bat mask, he screwed up his face with the effort of trying to understand.
"Where is heaven, Mummy?"
"Please, Charlie, not now."
"What's in that box?"
"Let's talk about this later, darling, all right? Mummy is feeling rather dizzy." Charlie stared at me.
"Is my daddy in that box?"
"Your daddy is in heaven, Charlie."
"Is that box heaven?" said Charlie loudly.
Everyone was watching us. I couldn't speak. My son stared into the hole. Then he looked up at me in absolute alarm.
"Mummy, get him out! Get my daddy out of heaven!"